Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
With Hollywood Friendships.
Hollywood Friendships. Yeah, here's a guy that's been in the business for over 50 years. The Fonz, Henry Winkler. And this is what he claims he has learned. He says Hollywood friendships are actually kind of shallow.
No.
Yeah, I know.
He said, I find that hard to believe.
I know. He said, a genuine friendship in this industry is based on a need of each other. It's a reality.
All friendship in this industry is based on need, the need of each other in the industry, not because we respect each other.
How many guys have you worked with co-stars that you actually really like?
Adam Sandler, Ron Howard, definitely. The other guys from Happy Days, Marion Ross, Jason Bateman. There are others.
What about Bill Hader?
I have great talks with Bill. I do great work with Bill. He guides me. He writes for me. He's so complex. He's such a great creator and goofy, wonderful dad. I'm crazy about him.
That's nice to say. They work together on the HBO series Barry. I watched the first season of that, and then I kind of forgot about it.
Is it still on?
I think so. Not 100% sure, but I think so. So, yeah, he also gave an example of two executives who were best friends for years until circumstances changed and they no longer needed anything from each other. And at that point, the friendship ended.
Oh.
I bet that happens quite frequently.
I feel like I've been listening to this podcast. It's Kate Hudson and her brother, Oliver Hudson. And they've been, you know, clearly very privileged, very exposed to fame their whole lives. And when they talk to these people on the podcast, like they do siblings on the podcast. So they'll do like Taye Diggs and his brother. Like right now I'm listening to the one that's the Property Brothers. So it's the two of them. And I feel like they use the word friend very freely.
Oh, they throw it around like it's.
Yes. I was like, oh, my friend Taye Diggs, we've worked together forever. And then it's like, they really have only known each other.
An acquaintance. It should be more of an acquaintance than a friend.
Or they worked on a bit part for like a minute and a half. And then it's like, oh, my friend. These are my friends. Oh, we're really calling my friends in.
Yeah.
Acquaintance just sounds so cold.
It does. But it's also like, are you really friends with these people? Like, are you texting like, hey, what's up? Or sending Taco Tuesday pics?
I suppose it's how you define friends, you know?
Yeah.
People have different definitions.
So if
it.
A celebrity says, my best friend, then that really has some weight to it, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't even think that.
If friend is just, you know, whatever this person
almost,
I worked with.
Yeah. Oh, I've known that person forever. And it's like, I don't really know if you know these people like you say you do. It just seems like it cheapens the relationship to me.
Well, my friend Martha Stewart posted a video of herself getting the COVID vaccine yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And in the caption, she said she was grateful to the medical staff who are, quote, wading through the red tape and confusion of the distribution of these very important vaccines. But she would also like you to know that she got no special treatment. To allay your concerns, this is Martha Stewart talking, is a direct quote from her, to allay your concerns, because we know how people react. Concerns that I jumped the line. Please know that I am in the approved age group for this batch of vaccines, and I waited in line with others. Hard to argue with that. Martha is 79 years old.
Wow, she looks amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What is she doing? What's her skincare routine? Wow.
Something homemade, whatever it is.
Something homemade and probably natural and very healthy. Yeah, fresh.
Some entertainment news. HBO announced that they are rebooting Sex and the City. Yeah. Even crazier, there's also going to be a version that airs on Nickelodeon.
Producers announced that Sex and the City will return for a 10-episode limited series without star Kim Cattrall. The limited series will be called Just the City. A city in South Korea is offering a grant of nearly $100,000 to married couples if they have at least three children. And no one is more upset than the families who already have three children.
Yeah, I can see that. 640, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Mostly sunny today. We'll see a high around 42. It's 23 now at Cincinnati's Q102.
All right, so we know Kim Cattrall, the woman who played Samantha on Sex and the City, is not taking part in the upcoming revival series, and Just Like That. So a lot of people think it's because of the blood feud between Kim and Sarah Jessica Parker. And it isn't really blood feud, but Kim has said she is not friends with the other cast members. And she's repeatedly said that Sarah was not nice to her and that she has no desire to revisit her character or the show.
So she's not friends with any of them. It's not just Sarah.
That's what she says.
Now, maybe she's defining friendship, you know, by the Henry Winkler standard of friendships, where she doesn't hate them. She's just not friends with them because it doesn't fit the definition of friends. Because she was specific about Sarah Jessica Parker being not nice to her. She didn't say that about the other three.
But Sarah wants it right. But Sarah wants it to be known that she's got no problem with Kim. There was an internet discussion about why Kim wasn't doing it, and one fan said that it's because Sarah and Kim dislike each other. And Sarah jumped in. She said, "No, I don't dislike her. I've never said that. Never would. Samantha isn't part of this story. She will always be part of us, no matter where we are or what we do." They're gonna kill her off.
No.
Is the opening scene going to be Samantha's funeral?
No, I think it's going to be she moved away or something. Like, she's out in California working on something, or maybe
she's got to be further away than that, because when she was living in California before, they'd still get together.
She's living in the south of France.
Yes,
somewhere.
Or Australia or China. Maybe she's in China.
New Zealand.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Well, in other E! News this morning, Madonna is still in the process of writing a movie about herself. And those who actually care about such things are starting to wonder who will play her. There are supposedly two candidates at the top of this list. One is Julia Garner. She is from the Netflix show Ozark. She plays Ruth, the woman with the filthy potty mouth.
Oh, she would be great. She would be great as
she
Madonna.
She looks like a young
Madonna.
You gotta
be kidding me.
Yeah. If I was kidding, I would have said you're witty and handsome.
You owe me a job.
What?
Am I speaking Greek?
Isn't the idea that if you want to get away with something, you don't tell anyone?
I don't know, Marty, if you say so. Must have ditched that day in crime school.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable you going through the safe like that.
Well, if I cared any less, I'd be dead. You're late, and if I find out you're skipping class, I will hunt you down, tie you to the back of the beast, and drag you there myself.
Little girls need to learn to be on their toes.
And quarter wits need to take their advice and shove it before what's left of their brains leaks out.
That's amazing.
She's funny.
Yes, my favorite line is when she's like, "I don't know, bleep about bleep."
Yeah, she's awesome.
The other is Florence Pugh from Midsommar, Little Women, and the upcoming Marvel movie Black Widow. Madonna is going to be directing the movie herself, so the final decision is hers.
You guys remember Who's That Girl?
Oh, yeah.
Song?
The movie.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a movie
a million years ago?
Desperately Seeking Susan was...
Yes. Her and Patricia. Was it one of the Arquettes was in that, right?
I think it was Patricia. I think.
I can't remember. One of the Arquettes was
Rosanna.
In that. Rosanna.
Yeah.
I don't remember that movie, Who's That Girl.
Remember the song.
I remember the song, too. Yeah. She was in Evita.
She was.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Did she win awards for that?
No.
No?
She couldn't have. No.
Was it bad?
Oh, I didn't even watch because it just had so much horrible.
But you got to see Antonio Banderas sing. Wasn't he in that movie?
Yeah.
Well, I was surprised. I thought he had skills. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to toss on some sad news this morning that needs to be reported. I know. Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy is being taken care of by hospice workers at his home. He has pancreatic cancer.
I heard that.
He is 81 years old. It was just 9 months ago that his partner in tiger taming and in love, Roy Horn, passed away at the age of 75. And Roy had been left partially paralyzed from that white tiger attack back in 2003. But does not look good for
Well, at least they can be together, right?
Right.
In death.
Do they still have a bunch of tigers?
Where
are they going to go live?
They did because I remember when all of that kind of happened, they had a giant sanctuary like outside of downtown Las Vegas mm-hmm. where they all lived amongst the tigers.
Mm.
And they kept them all. I mean, who knows where they are now?
In other E! News this morning, actor Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show. If you've ever watched That 70s Show, you remember the famous station wagon from That 70s Show. Wilmer Valderrama was on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday talking about that station wagon.
Whatever happened to the station wagon from The 70s Show? If you like cars.
So, you know, oh, yeah. I got the Vista Cruiser. That's what it's called.
How did you get it?
You know, it was towards the end of the show. We were in the last season of 70 Show, and I went straight to the props department. I go, listen, how much for the Vista Cruiser? He goes, what? You don't want that thing. I'm like, yes, I do. I need the Vista Cruiser.
Gosh.
And they said $500. So I bought the Vista Cruiser for $500 from our props department. And
that's so cool.
Honestly, it's the best thing I've ever acquired. But my whole career, when I look at that car, it reminds me of when I was 17, 18 years old, booking That 70s Show and doing that opening sequence where we're just driving in the street. And honestly, it's going to be in my family forever. And I truly believe, I'm going to put it in my will and make sure that my kids have the burden of keeping that car in the garage.
I love that they sold it to him for $500. I mean, the thing probably didn't even run.
No.
You know, probably
they
still doesn't
even
out
run. Of there.
Yeah.
That's so cool, though.
That is pretty cool. Did a lot of scenes in that car.
Well, that is all I've got on the E! News front.
All right. One other thing. Ken Jennings started off his Jeopardy guest hosting stint last night with a tribute to Alex Trebek.
You know, sharing this stage with Alex Trebek was one of the greatest honors of my life. Not many things in life are perfect, but Alex did this job pretty much perfectly for more than 36 years, and it was even better up close. We were dazzled by his intelligence, his charm, his grace, really. There's no other word for it. Like all Jeopardy fans, I miss Alex very much. And I thank him for everything he did for all of us. Let's be totally clear. No one will ever replace the great Alex Trebek.
And we will leave it there.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.